unequalled setting with its unique Himalayan gardens and tranquil wild woodland, which you can visit each year until November. Minton House warmly welcomes guests for private events and weddings, and is an ideal location for corporate functions or conferences all year round. For more information on all events at Minton House and Gardens, please visit the website at www.minton.co.uk or send an email to inquiries@minton.co.uk.
two great endings. We started off with the AAS, Show Your Bones, the album, Gold Lion, and then the wonderful Wolf Alice with White Horses from The Clearing. Now, I'm delighted to be joined here in the Abbey 104 studio by Dean Carter. You've joined me again, Dean. Sometimes Thursdays fall perfectly for Wheel of the Year. Sometimes you have other commitments. You've come in today for some Wheel of the Year tracks, and also some new pieces that.
Yes, that's right. The Wheel of the Year. We're a bit late. Hello, everybody. We're a bit late with a tune off of Wheel of the Year for the Dog Days, which should have finished by now. The hottest days of the year. It's at the Ap or perihelion. I can never remember. It's when the Earth's orbit is at the
I think it's
furthest. Furthest.
Yeah. I think
from
it's
the sun.
Perihelion because I've listened to you before.
Yeah. Furthest from the sun. So imagine what it'd be like if we were closest to the sun. Yes. Yeah, so the Dog Days are based around then, and of course we were having quite a doozy on them. So I thought I'd play this one, even though it's a little bit past the sell-by date. It's called Soporific.
Thank you.
Thank you very much, Dean. Beautiful one, very gentle. And you can feel, as I'm sure many people who are tuned in to Abbey 104 this Thursday evening, can feel the sort of the heat, the languid quality of that particular
track. Just what
track.
I was aiming for.
And you had like a steel guitar effect during that one. How did you make that particular sound?
It's called a slide. You put it over your finger. They can be made of metal or glass. My one's glass. Often used in blues and stuff, and I don't think very often played on a classical nylon string guitar. I was hoping I was the first person to ever do that, but apparently not. But
yeah. I've no idea. But what it actually does is it adds a whole new dimension to the sort of the pace of it, that the extra vibration, or maybe the pitch of the vibration, just adds a whole other dimension to the sort of the sense of the hotness of the song.
It seems the right thing to do, yeah. Sort of. Yeah, they kind of like, you associate the blues of like the Deep South, don't you, in the States, and
yeah, maybe that's it. Maybe that conditioning that we've all received, that hot, humid southern USA equals a slider, whether on nylon strings or otherwise. So that's from the Wheel of the Year. Is that normally around the 4th of July? What is the
Yes, day? Roughly. I think it's about officially the 3rd normally, the perihelion, yeah.
Okay, but like you said, I mean, we've got a whole pack of dogs at the moment.
Yes, a pack of dogs. It's the dog days, because it's the rising of Sirius, which is the dog star. You know, the hunting dog at the foot of Orion, the hunter. That's how it comes about from the mythology and from the constellations. Yeah.
So that one is on your wheel.
Yeah, that's on the Wheel of the Year album officially, and the next kind of languid effort I'd like to give you. It's slightly less languid in that it's a bit, it's sort of tropical, I was thinking, and this is the newest thing I've written, actually, and it's going to be part of the Bard for Life set come album, if I manage to get enough money together to record a second album, next album. It's going to be themed around Bard for Life. So I don't want to give away too much about it, apart from the title, which the title is "The Isle is Full of Noises."
Ooh. Oh, are we spelling that AISLES, or are we spelling that?
We're not talking about Tesco's, no. Oh, I probably shouldn't say that. Product placement. No, we're talking like a tropical type island,
right?
Yeah.
Right.
In the Shakespearean canon, that gives it away, doesn't it? Which possible play could that be? Ooh. Right. Yes. So, I'll be debuting this. Well, now, obviously, and also, I'm doing a Bard for Life set at the Shaftesbury Fringe on Saturday at 2 p.m. in the King Alfred's Kitchen in, dare I say it, the Nun's Passage, which is apparently underground, so that should be nice and cool.
Well, we'll talk more about the Shaftesbury Fringe and the fact that they can hear you live and see you in person playing. But let's enjoy this piece of music. beautiful piece, Dean, called Isle, spelt without the A. How long ago did you actually sort of compose that piece?
About 2 weeks ago, I think.
And did it come in that form? Because it's so interesting. You've got a box.
My little loop pedal.
Yeah, yes, your little loop pedal. So you build, and that's one of the fabulous things about watching you play here in the Abbey 104 studio, the way that you build up a piece of music using the loop pedal. And when I've seen you and other people who use the loop pedal, you know, knowing that you want one to come, then you add two, then you add three. I cannot remember the name of one of the pieces where you steadily subtract them as well. I mean, does it come sort of fully formed, or does it come and it just sort of rolls forward in a really positive way when you're creating pieces of music?
Well, it depends, again, if you're using the loop or not. So, yeah, that one was definitely a loop-built thing. I just... Well, that's a nice little figure. I thought, well, I should have a bass line. Nice, simple one. And then the, you know, this technique is called tambora, officially, when you're basically using the soundboard of the guitar as a drum. It's been being done for forever. Obviously, in flamenco, it's done an awful lot. You know, they actually use it so roughly, they have to have a kind of metal plate affixed to the guitar. Flamenco guitars are actually very different from normal Spanish guitars because of that, and they do a lot of bashing the guitar as a drum. And obviously, if I've got a drum machine here, as it were, built in, it saves me having to work with a drummer. And yeah, so for like simple rhythm, there you go. And then the other thing I do like doing is having a bit where I've no idea what I'm going to do. After this is one of those. It's whereas the previous tune, that's like really composed, it's pretty much that and that. Quite a lot of the pieces I like working with. I do like room for a kind of, okay, there's a solo there. It would be, I've no idea what I'm going to do till I do it, really.
And that must be what keeps it interesting and fresh, isn't
yes,
it?
Yes, exactly, yeah. So I'll listen back later and see if I got away with it this time. But even if I didn't, the principle of there being there's a hole to fill, let's see. Well, we kind of know what key we're in, so you ought to know what you're doing really, Dean, you know. B minor, mate, right? So, yeah.
Because that's the thing, isn't it, that a piece that is finished can never, almost so never be finished. It's like the Fourth Road Bridge, where which makes it sound very sort of mechanical, but the fact that you have the Fourth Road Bridge and it's never quite finished, you know, and something can always have a different dynamic to it. On Ramblings of Music, which is what you're tuned into this Thursday evening, one of the features I have is delving under the covers, playing two pieces of music that are covers back to back. And I've been really enjoying that feature on the show because of the massive change. I mean, like painting the Fourth Road Bridge pink or something, yes. You know, the really dramatic change to the music, be it just the vocals, you know, from a soprano to a bass, from an acoustic to a full sort of band. Absolutely fascinating the way that a song can have a completely different life. And, yes, and obviously by adding things and taking away things when you're playing live gives you that interest in your own work.
Yes, plus not really having a clue what you're going to do, that's always helpful. So you sort of dive in. A good one of those, a good back-to-back would be, have you ever heard John Cale's version of Heartbreak Hotel?
Ooh.
that'd be a good one to go back-to-back with, the original.
Okay.
Very different. But, you know.
Well, thank you very much, Dean. I shall make a note of that.
That's a recommendation. And it's one of my favourite covers because it's so completely different.
And it's interesting because anybody can email in studio@abbey104, as Chris has done. Hello, Chris. Suggest covers,
yeah. and
a rambling. This week we haven't got time for a rambling, but this it's a wonderful way to sort of interact, because you cannot be across all pieces of music, and someone saying something like that is so helpful. So you're going to play a third piece. You're retuning the guitar. What are we going to have next?
So this is called Any Colour You Like, and it's on the Songs Without Words, Volume 2 album, I think. And, so it's another kind of summary. I'm also doing a set on Saturday on the busking stage, which is outdoors, so I'll probably only do this one on the outdoor stage set, as it's sort of very, I don't know, to me, seems very kind of floaty, summer day kind of music to be playing.
So we're going to be talking. I'm here in the Abbey 104 studio with Dean Carter. He's going to be performing at the Fringe at a couple of venues. And after we've enjoyed this track, Dean, we'll talk a bit more about the Shaftesbury Fringe in more detail.
Okay. Thank you.
Beautiful, Dean. I can see why you're saying that that one is going to be particularly special at your open air performance. Was that on the Sunday?
Actually, it's the same day. It's 11 a.m.
Okay.
On the open air, there's a busking stage, so one open air job, and yes.
Because you can, here in the studio, we do have doors and windows open, so it's not quite the top soundproof quality, but those of us who are sitting in the building are upright still. but you can just feel how that sound travels. There's something about strings and the sound they make, all music, but particularly strings, and the way it sort of just bathes the air around it, doesn't it?
Yes, well, they've got a natural decay, I suppose. The note will last and then gradually die away. And and this piece uses a lot of open strings down there. And it's in a D tuning as well, so it got nice.
Yeah.
Low bottom.
Beautiful, beautiful piece. So the Shaftesbury Fringe has been going for a few years now. I think it started 11 years ago, but this is its 10th year. So if you're thinking, oh, what is the Shaftesbury Fringe? I've gone on their website, Shaftesbury Fringe, and it describes it as an open access performing arts festival. What they have curated comedy, music, spoken word, dance, visual arts, family entertainment, and also theatre. So there isn't really an opportunity for this year to take part, but they're already looking for people for next year. It happens across 30 venues throughout the town, from pubs and churches, community spaces, Dean has said, the nuns' passage in Shaftesbury. One to come and listen to you, just to find out where that is, Dean, and experience that.
It's a basement. Yeah. You might not be surprised to know. Yeah.
There are multiple shows. There are some which are ticketed, but the majority are free. Pay what you can, pass the hat, that kind of thing. And it's just been growing. And when Cal and Rob came in to the Abbey 104 studio about 3 weeks ago, they were talking about how much it had grown and how wonderfully people who had performed at the Shaftesbury Fringe had actually gone on to perform at the Edinburgh Fringe a couple of years later and are returning. So that wonderful sort of cauldron of ability.
Also, we're doing our sound bath work there, so that doesn't come under any heading, does it, that they offer, like holistic. We're under other. So we've got our sound bath events, and we're actually doing full sound baths on the Sunday at the Royal British Legion Hall at 11 and at 2, give enough time for doing them back to back. And that's previous years we've done a sort of mini sound bath, because there'd be like, you know, a juggler on next, or a performance of Iolanthe or just before. But in this venue we've got it to ourselves on that day anyway, so we'll have our full panoply of 12 crystal bowls and 14 Tibetan bowls, and a couple of people doing yodeling, no not yodeling, overtone singing, that's right. So there's, you know, they cover every category plus a category you can't think of under other. So they're trying to be nice. And
yesterday, here inclusive. In the Abbey 104 studios, Nicole from Sturminster Newton Amateur Dramatics, SNADS, she came in to talk about a show that I shall mention in the second slice of Ramblings and Music, performing one of their pieces, one of their plays in the Exchange in Sturminster Newton, not this Thursday, but a week today and a week Friday. She took part last year in the Shaftesbury Fringe, and she was saying how wonderful it was as an experience. and how much more theatre they have got in this coming weekend's programme.
It's the longest, it's the biggest programme they've ever had. When I saw the printed programme, which also had our times printed wrong, of course, when I saw the programme, I thought, that's incredible. You know, it's like, that's huge. They had a little booklet the last few years, and now it's...
Well, that gives me an opportunity to actually mention, if you're thinking, oh, I want to find out more about the Shaftesbury Fringe, they have this fabulous app. I have it now. I was told about it last year, didn't pick it up, got it this year. You go to whichever app store is your app store for your model and make and phone. You type in Shaftesbury Fringe, up comes the app. It's free to download. It gives you the full programme, the venue, the maps, the ticket information, even gives you an opportunity for creating your own personal planner. So a trip to all those things that you think, so that you know whether you're going to be able to attend the 11 o'clock sound bath or 2 o'clock sound bath.
Or both.
A massive detox. Thank you so much, Dean, for joining me.
Pleasure.
Again in the studio.
A somewhat warm pleasure, I have to say.
I was looking through music and I listened to this. I haven't researched it. I don't remember it from previously. It's an album called Better Living Through Chemistry. I saw this particular track and I thought, it's Everybody Needs a 303. And I thought, do they? Because obviously one of the major roads around here is the A303. I thought, do you know what? Let's have that in Ramblings and Music playlist.
Check this out.